When Cyclone Trevor slammed through northern Australia a week ago, it brought much-needed rain to parched outback cattle stations, battling some of the driest conditions on record. But not everybody got that rain. Some farmers in central Australia are bitterly disappointed they didn't see the much-needed downfalls, with some saying the cyclone was overhyped. Amelia Turzon reports from Darwin.
When Cyclone Trevor started heading for the Northern Territory last week, initial forecasts promised up to 200 millimetres of rain for the parched Barkly and possible flooding. Catherine Warby and her husband run a family-owned cattle station near Tennant Creek in the Barkly. Before Cyclone Trevor, the family's rain gauge had been recording below average rainfalls compared to other wet seasons, and the rain forecast was great news.
We were told that we were going to get huge rainfall. We were told that we would get between 200 and 300 mil. So we were prepared for big rain, but all that we got was 27 mil, which was better than nothing, but nowhere near enough.
And so what's that like, you know, getting your hopes up that you're going to get lots of rain and then 27 mil?
Really, really disappointing. It is better than nothing, and I know some people did get absolutely nothing, but just the lead up to it, the hype was huge from a lot of people, from the police, from the SES. Yeah, it was really disappointing, especially when you could see it started to rain and you thought it was coming and then it was gone.
The NT Cattle Association's president, Chris Knott, remarked on just how hot and dry the Barkly has been at an industry event in Darwin yesterday.
At every meeting the last 18 months, the conversation started after formalities with this one question. Have you had any rain yet? What a bloody beat-up Cyclone Trevor was. It created so much optimism for good rain, none of us really cared about the wind warnings, but we just wanted the rain.
Some farmers did get the intense 200 millimetres of rain that Cyclone Trevor was forecast to bring, but a Bureau of Meteorology spokeswoman confirmed the system passed further to the east than initially predicted.
Well, some managed to get under some good falls for the majority of us. The cyclone was a big disappointment.
Tennant Creek lost its weather radar 4 years ago, and the Bureau says while that shouldn't affect its forecast, it's currently negotiating with the community to improve its services to the region. Barkly farmers don't usually get the prolonged dry spells experienced by those over the border in Queensland. And unlike the Sunshine State, the Territory has no formal drought declaration process. To get a drought formally declared and therefore access financial assistance, graziers like Catherine Warby have to apply individually to government and be assessed on a case-by-case basis. The Territory's Primary Industries Minister is Paul Kirby.
Very aware of how tough farmers are doing it. So, yeah, I have got full confidence that if there are any hiccups in the process on working our way through, that they'll be ironed out and people will certainly be able to access these funds.
Catherine Warby again.
So I think it's nearly over for us. We've probably got another couple of weeks of a chance of getting some rain, but I don't think it will happen. I think if we don't get any more rain, that we definitely will be drought declared. You know, especially across the Barkly, it's really dry and it hasn't been like this for years and years. You speak to people who've been here their whole life and they can't remember. Yeah, I think it's definitely a forgotten drought and it will rain one day, but it's just, you know, getting through until we do get that rain.
Grazier Catherine Warby, that story from Amelia Turzon.